And it's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new Youth Works on Main Collaborative, right next to the PTA Thrift Shop in downtown Carrboro. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And joining us now to help us out with Kids Q are a pair of great folks from WCHL, Jada Jarillo and Aubrey Williams. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Aaron?
Doing all right. Tired.
Could not be happier to be doing anything than answering Kids Q today.
That's right.
Yeah. Always, I'm always on the edge of my seat.
Right.
Whenever I'm as a listener. Like, what is the question going to be?
Yeah, right? Like, not even what the answer is going to be, but what is the question going to be, right?
Yeah. And also, how is the guest going to handle it? Because it's very much like you're on the spot. You're like, So, I'm excited.
I'm always excited because the guests invariably, and in all of the weeks that we've been doing Kids Q, they have every single time managed to come up with a great answer that, like, I was not expecting that completely blows me away. So the pressure's on.
Yeah, totally.
Both
agree.
Of you to come up with something really good.
I'm up to the challenge. Are you, Dana?
I'll do my best.
All right. That's a yes. All right. Are you ready for today's question?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
All right. If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, get around the radio. Get your kids around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If cars could run on anything in the world, what would you fill them up with instead of gas, and why?
Air.
Air?
Because it's everywhere.
That was, I was thinking that.
All right.
It is, that's a great answer because there's no shortage of it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, to keep things fun and interesting, I don't know, maybe like Fanta orange soda?
Okay. Fanta orange soda. Okay, you and I are probably thinking along the same lines because I was thinking of what is a horrible thing that you want to get rid of.
That's exactly what I
right?
was thinking.
There you go.
I was just going to say garbage, right? So you can like put garbage in the car, they burn it up, and then it goes away. We don't need landfills or stuff anymore.
Oh, you guys are trying to save the planet.
Right? Okay, so along the, and apologies to any Fanta orange lovers there. So along the Fanta orange vibe, what is something like that doesn't taste very good or that isn't very good other than just like generic garbage that we want to get rid of?
Limburger cheese.
Ooh, nice.
Not a fan.
Jada?
Yeah, no, I was also thinking something along the cheese variety, like nacho cheese.
Nacho
just
cheese.
Like, mm-hmm. Your generic.
I'm not a big fan of gorgonzola.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, it's pretty strong.
That's real
so
strong.
So now we've got like nacho cheese and Fanta. So what are orange things? What are orange things?
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Like anything orange. Maybe
anything
it could
orange?
Just be anything orange could fuel your car.
I like it. Clemson gear.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Now we're really rolling.
There you go. All right, awesome. If you're driving around, if you're at home or eating a snack, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We'd love to hear what you got. Aubrey, Jada, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Thank
Aaron.
You.